Hey, what's up, you sports V's? You guys know what time it is. It's time for Let's Talk About Sports. And I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And you know what? Like I said, this is going to be the quickest, really 30 minutes in sports talk radio. Even though we say hour, it's going to be a quick 30 minutes. I'm going to start the show off with letting you guys know that if I can get this going, I will be on Facebook Live. Trying to get signed in. This will be a way for you guys to communicate with me. I'm going to test this out. Don't know if I could do it. So you guys bear with me. I will be, going on Facebook Live. Making it where, let's see, can I do? Oh, there we go. Go live. Let's see. Okay. Da 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 da. I'm learning how to do this, you guys. And we're gonna switch this around because y'all don't want to. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so I have not gone live yet, so that's good. So we're going to put this in here. I know you guys are like, she's really doing this over on there. Yes, I am. And I'm going to open up the chat room for you guys, so you guys will be able to actually see me and everything else. So this is something new for me, so you guys bear with me, please. And understand that this is something that I'm not used to doing. So okay, start live. Okay. So that's what's going on, you guys. So I'm on Facebook Live right now, so I am doing something that I have not been doing. I am doing my show live on Facebook. So something, I'm learning how to do a lot of this stuff, you guys. You guys have to bear with me because some things I don't know how to do. But the show is on. I'm doing this. Like I said, I'm still learning. So I'm not really good at it. But I'm going to give you guys a little bit of light in the background. Oh, there I go. So you guys can talk to me. I'm on Facebook Live, but we're going to get this started. So I'm looking at multiple screens. So anybody who's like wondering what the heck is going on, that's what's going on. I'm, and for anybody who's seen me, yeah, this is me at my best. I'll be looking different for tomorrow night's show, but I'm going to open up the chat room. This is your guys' chance. Let's talk about sports. It's me, Ms. V the Toy Lady. Yes, I'm back. So with that, chat room is open, you guys. And for those of y'all who are first time catching me on Facebook Live, this is something I'm going to try to do on a regular basis when I'm doing my shows. You guys get a chance to see the many faces of me. But this, like I said, this is going to be the quickest hour, probably in sports talk until we get a new co-host. But you guys will get a chance to tune back tomorrow night because the chat room is open. So for anybody who wants to join in and have a conversation in the chat room, or you call into the show, 646-716-8041. This is Let's Talk About Sports with Miss V, the Toy Lady. And for those of y'all who follow me on Twitter, you guys know how to catch me, Miss V, the Toy Lady. This is show that I've taken over for Thursday nights for a temporary basis. We don't know how long, but I'm going to start off with what's going on in sports. So for those of y'all who are like, is she serious? Yes, I'm serious. We're going to talk about sports. And like I said, it's going to probably be quick, but we are in the chat room. We're live. We've got the chat room open. Lines are open to ask, but let's start. I'm going to start this off. Today is Thursday, March 15th, and here are some of the highlights that's going on this week in sports. I'm starting off with, naturally, the Detroit Lions, because we all know. Okay, the Lions are looking to add a running back. And, yes, for anybody who's wondering, what I'm talking about. I have my notes that I've already made for this week, because if I don't, I'll forget. The Lions met with two free agents this week. They met with Jonathan Stewart and DeMarco Murray. And that's a good thing. I like DeMarco Murray. I really don't know much about Jonathan Stewart, but I do know about DeMarco Murray. Love him. Hope we get him. Other news. I can't say what everybody else feels, but I can say what I feel. Yes, Ebron is gone. I am so glad that he is gone. He will do better someplace else. I know that he's gotten into God, and he's really happy about his newfound being into religion, and I'm glad that he's got that new baby. I'm not knocking that, but what I will say, he let us get to him. First of all, we are the fans. We come to see you. We're going to boo you when you play right. You couldn't hold a ball. Let's keep it real. Ebron, I love you, but you know what? It was time for you to go. We got to have somebody who can hold the ball. Come on, baby. You was dropping tween balls. I'm glad to see you go. I mean, that's the whole thing. So they said, with Ebron going, it looks like tight end Burton, Trey Burton from the Eagles will probably come to fill the spot. Hope we do get him. Okay. Also, the Lions are interested in expatriate Malcolm Butler. And, you know, they said we're quite interested in him. Okay, we did. The Lions re-signed Tavon Austin. And they said that his deal is worth $7 million. Okay, I ain't mad about that. And they re-signed defensive end Kerry Hyder and Don Molbeck. Okay, Molbeck, pretty much knew he's been with the Lions for 15 seasons. I mean, he wasn't really going nowhere, I mean, unless they really had to. But we did get Devon Kennard to a 3-year deal, so that's another good thing. Glad to see Denar. Welcome to the Lions, baby. We really need you. Let's keep it going. Sad thing that happened this week. I knew it was going to happen, but I'm still sad. And Ngata went to the Eagles for 1 year. His season ended very early last year. I'm sad to see him go. I really wanted to see him come back, but another loss was DJ Hayden. I really wanted to see him stay, but he's gone to the Jags. Our backup quarterback, Jake Ruddock. For anybody who never saw him play, he played preseason. He's the reason why we did not get killed by the Patriots last year in preseason. He is the one who, when he was fighting for a job, brought us from that horrible, horrible deficit to just a little deficit. We actually took the lead at one point. So, Jake Ruddock, I'm glad that you're back, baby. I know that as long as we got Stafford, you're probably not going to get no playing time, but probably in preseason we'll see you out there because that's what you do. And like I said, go, Ruddock. I was yelling for them to bring you in. I'm one of your cheerleaders. I was like, we need Ruddock in this game. So there are games that we could have won if we would have brought him in. He did not come in. They kept Stafford in. I think we would have won more games if we would have brought him in, but that's just my opinion. I was at those home games, so I could say that wholeheartedly that, Ruddock, I'm glad to see you back. We also, the Lions signed XC Hawks cornerback Deshaun Shedd, and he that's not a good sign. You know, so I'm happy. And all I can say is, like, go Lions. Also, speaking of the Lions, it's called the Taste of the Lions. It's a big benefit dinner that the Lions throw every year. I will be there doing my best. Hair won't be like this. I'll be probably straight. Don't know what I'm going to wear yet. You guys will. I'll have some nice selfies and everything because I'm going to be at my cutest and my best at that dinner. So that's a tasting that I'll be at. That's not until May, but go Lions. I can't wait on preseason to start. But enough of the Lions. March Madness. Have you guys completed your bracket yet? I've completed my bracket. I haven't watched today's game. My hope and prayers is that my bracket did not get killed today. When I looked up, the teams I wanted to win were winning. Let's see. Let me actually go see who won. And actually, I probably put up my bracket. And yes, I'm playing a fun bracket. I'm not playing a serious bracket for anybody who's wondering. So as it stands right now, let's see. I hope my bracket got updated, because if not, I'm knocked out. Let's see who was playing today that was possibly in my bracket, and I thought I saw my bracket playing earlier. I might be wrong, because today is the 15th, so games did start today. There were a couple of teams that were playing. I thought that I'll have to look, because I really was pretty sure that I had some teams playing. I will actually go and look, because I'm going to do a refresher, because as the teams lose, okay, yes, baby, yes, I am on a roll, because Rhode Island beat Oklahoma. The reason why I know that is because my bracket just turned from the little white color that was to green. So Rhode Island beat Oklahoma. That's who I had in my bracket. I also got Duke over Iona. Okay, I'm on a roll. Let's see who else I'm going with. I'm letting you guys know. Okay, Ohio State beat South Dakota. I had Ohio State. Gonzaga beat University of North Carolina Green. I got that. So, again, I'm on a roll. Yes, 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 yes. I'm loving it. I'm looking at my bracket. And my bracket kind of mirrors Kansas City beat Penn. I predicted that. God, I'm on a roll today. Loyola beat Miami, Florida. Yes, I predicted that game. They beat them. Tennessee beat Wright. That was on my bracket. Yes, I'm still on a roll. I'm actually loving my bracket right now, you guys. I'm feeling this. I'm liking it, because right now I am so far doing good. You know, my teams are where I want them to be. I'm waiting on the Seton Hall, North Carolina State game to happen. I know some of these games don't start till 9 o'clock tonight. But right now, as of right now, my bracket is filled. How about yours? Let me know. For those of y'all who don't know, I'm playing on the CBS Sports bracket. But if you're here in Detroit, I'm also playing with Click on Detroit in their bracket. And I'm on the NCAA bracket. Anything that could possibly give me some money, I'm in the brackets. Okay, remember, I really don't know that much about college basketball because I don't follow it. I follow pro basketball more so, but when it comes down to March Madness, yes, I'm in it. So if anybody wants to know, you guys could look at my brackets, and they're out there. Let me know what you think. If anybody has been following, I'm with former President Obama. He has chosen Michigan State to win the NCAA tournament. What I can tell you on that is that's who I picked too. I picked Michigan State to win. I'm liking what President Obama said. So, you know, I might have the Final Four wrong, but right now I'm looking pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. So with the in-depth NCAA bracket, yes, I do have my bracket filled out. Won't you check in and let me know what your bracket is looking like? Like I said, we can talk about it. Always join me in the chat room. You call into the show. Like I said, this is the quickest 30 minutes that we're going to go through. Hockey. I haven't been following my Red Wings. For anybody who wants to know, I have not been following the Pistons. I know they keep losing. These are the things that are happening. Again, for anybody who wants to join me, even on my Facebook Live chat, this is when you guys get a chance to communicate with me. This is one of those times. I know y'all are like, what is going on with her? Yeah, it's really me, Miss V, the toy lady. But this is when you guys get a chance to participate. Like I said, I'm going to try to be on here as much as I can. I'm trying to go for every Thursday. This is something new for me. We're going to have this up and going. I'm new to Facebook Live, so for anybody who wants to help me with how I'm doing my Facebook Live or any of that, I welcome all the comments. Welcome to my world, you guys, because this is what I'm doing best. And, God, let's see. Let me go pull up. I mean, I didn't give y'all the rundown on the brackets already. But for those of y'all who know about what's going on in hockey, I'm going to check out the hockey scores and let you guys know. NBA basketball, I haven't been following, which is sad. Normally I'm all up on my everything else. I've been following the Lions. Anybody who knows me knows that I love the Lions. I've been following all this. So I have been keeping up on the good and the bad, as they say, the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes down to what's going on. That's what I've been doing. And I have no problem saying that, hey, this is draft season. I was at the combine. I'm loving it. And looking for you guys' comments. For those of y'all who don't know that I'm on Facebook Live or like, hey, what's going on? She's on Facebook Live. This is unusual. Yeah, this is something I'm going to be talking about. Let's talk about sports, you guys, because this is Miss V, the toy lady. Also, I will be posting something later. I can't tell you guys when, but it's going to be nice. I'm learning some things. So you guys can see some more videos from me. I might not be in them, but there are going to be some videos. There are going to be some nice videos. So there will be things. Well, I'm looking at my hair. It's curliness. But for you guys that don't know who I am, I'm Miss V the Toy Lady. This is our clean show. This is my show where it's Let's Talk About Sports on V's After Dark Radio. This is the, like I said, supposed to be the quickest hour. This is like the quickest 30 minutes until we get a co-host because it's kind of hard to do this show without it, especially when I don't. And I haven't checked up on everything. Like spring training, I know it started. I know the Tigers are doing pretty good in spring training. Opening day is in April. I can't believe we're like, what, 2-3 weeks from opening day? I'm like, wow. I looked the tickets, and I should be up on that considering that the Tigers gave me a chance to go pick out my seats if I want a season ticket. So I can't be a season ticket holder for everybody. So I naturally, we know where I'm holding my tickets at, the Lions. So I'll be following through with that, and hopefully I didn't lose my seats after something I did, which was a mistake earlier. But we definitely are still season ticket holders. Like I said, I'm really, really following my bracket, which I'm actually happy with, very, very happy with my bracket. But say that I'm actually kind of shocked with myself. Only because I don't follow basketball. So unlike a lot of people who their picks are really educated picks, my picks are based on things that I think about. I look at different things. So when I'm sitting here saying, oh, I can't believe this, I really can't, you know. I'm looking like, dog, I'm on a roll already. And like I know Michigan State doesn't play until tomorrow. Some of these schools don't even play until tomorrow. This is the first round of the field, you know. So tomorrow we go to 32 teams. So first round is the hardest round. And the fact that I'm like, wow, you know, this is where I'm at, I'm like hella happy. And a lot of people wouldn't say that, but I'm not hella happy. I'm really hella happy. Because, like, I did like a number of different brackets. And right now my brackets are looking good. My other bracket isn't looking good only because of who I put in my bracket. But I'm cool with that because I got knocked out of the first round because of my second bracket on my other card. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, if anybody knows anything, like, I'm happy because my bracket, my initial bracket that I did is looking fabulous. So I'm going to stick with my first bracket because I think my first bracket is like the one to go. And you guys, feel free to make a comment. I know this is like, you guys are like, we can't believe she's live on Facebook. But yes, I really am live. And for people who don't know, I'm going to check because I think sometimes my stuff goes over to Twitter. So if you guys don't know that I'm on Facebook Live, it might not have popped up on my Twitter feed. But this is something that, let's see if it's on my feed. And that's it. Because I don't never know what's on my Twitter feed. Okay. I don't think it's on my Twitter feed. I know my Twitter feed goes over to Facebook Live, so it's one of those things where I don't think Facebook posts on Twitter. So either way, everybody knows that I am live. And if you guys don't know, join the conversation. This is one of the few times you guys can join me in the chat room. Find out what's going on. Holler at me. Ask me questions. Because I will answer your questions. If I can't repeat your question on the air, don't get upset. because that's just what it does. And as they say, can't wait to go. Let's see. I'm looking to see. Can you guys see me live on Facebook Live? Or did I go live on the wrong page? See, I never know where I'm at. And that's the whole thing. Here we go. So, let's see. I think I'm live. I think I'm live on the right page. If I'm not, you guys let me know. Because I never know where I'm at. And I know I should be live. Or I thought I was. And it's kind of crazy. But I thought I was live. Maybe you guys aren't seeing me live. Strange, because I thought I was live. Maybe I'm not. Let's see. I see the camera going. So is that? No. I don't know. So now I'm confused. I'm actually confused because I don't know if I'm live or not. So it's kind of weird because maybe because actually broadcasting that I'm not sure. Let's see. So that popped up. Okay. Da 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 da. Oh yeah, there I am. So I am live. So this is one of those things where not sure which one got live, so that's kind of weird for me. So okay. I am live, so you guys are seeing me, so that's good. Let's see. So there's not 200 people, but there's nobody who's joined the conversation. So I do get a chance to see the comments. That's another thing I like, that I can see that. But as they say, okay. I just got a message. Da 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 da. So I have to respond to this because this is something that I hadn't seen. And I always I respond to people. So when you guys see me laughing or I see a message, this is when I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, because I didn't see it. So this is one of those things. I'll be responding to stuff. So it's like, okay, responding. and I refer to people certain ways. So things I can't say on the air, I say to certain people, especially when they ask me. So this is one of those where can't stand when people send me messages and don't call me. This is where I could have been called, but let's talk about sports, you guys. This is where you can make a comment. You can talk to me. This is when I'm in my prime, you know. This is what you guys get. I know people are probably looking at my shirt saying, what is this? All I do is win. That is. All I do is win, win, win. And I think it's perfect for this show. I mean, I'll probably be wearing my Lions attire mostly. When I do this show tonight, I was coming in and I didn't get a chance to change because I had to figure out how to do all this. But for those of you guys who want to join the conversation, remember, I'm live in the chat room. You can always come into the chat room, 646-716-8041, or join us on Facebook Live. Like I said, this is going to be something new, and I'll actually be putting it on there. And I'll be like, really? This is how you're going to do it? Yes, this is how we're going to do it. So I'll actually be putting a post to Facebook on there because I'll be on Facebook Live also. So I think it's something that it's going to be fun and something that we'll get a chance to deal with and talk about. And you get a chance to join the conversation every Thursday. Like I said, this is the quickest 30 minutes, even though it's supposed to be the quickest hour in sports. It's going to be like the quickest 30 minutes. I'm multitasking. This is what a chance you guys get a chance to see what's going on. Tomorrow night, there will be the V's After Dark banner up behind me because it's Friday, and that's what we do on Fridays. We get the banners up. We have everything going. Wow. I'm trying to figure out what else, because got the sports going on. When we get a new co-host, that's something else you guys will get a chance to deal with and hear, because if you come, if you want to join, or if you want to just listen to the show and don't join the conversation, then you got that. So they're showing, like, all my brackets right now, and I'm, like, feeling so good because the schools I thought we were going to, oh, my God, I'm looking at these coaches' faces. I just looked up, and they're doing the sports segment on my newscast, and I'm just like, they're showing, like, the face of the Miami coach that lost. Okay, I don't know about you, but I knew you was going to lose, so I'm feeling quite good, you know. I know other people are like, really? She just said that. I'm feeling good. My bracket is body-body, so don't get mad at me because my bracket is going strong. Like I said, I predicted it. And right now, like I said, my predictions are looking good. I said Loyola was going to beat Miami. I was right. I said Tennessee was going to beat Wright. I was right. I said Ohio State was going to beat South Dakota. I was right. I said Gonzaga was going to beat North Carolina Green. I was right. I said Duke was going to beat Iona. I was right. I said Rhode Island was going to beat Oklahoma. I was right. Right now, I'm feeling good. I said Kansas was going to beat Penn State. I was right. Now, my prediction is North Carolina is going to beat Seton Hall. And anybody who wants to know how all my stuff is going, I don't have a scientific way that I predicted it, just so you guys know. I just don't. This is how I did my predictions. No rhyme, no reason. I don't follow college basketball. So for me to do it, it would be nice if my bracket was completely right, because if it is, we all know that's money, 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 money. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good, and I get the snack talk because I'm in another bracket with my local forecaster, my local TV personalities. So I'll be talking plenty of smack, because if I get through the first round the way I'm looking, I'm going to be talking big-time smack. That's what I do. But like I told you guys, this is the quickest 30 minutes in sports talk radio. We will be going for an hour once we get another co-host, or I got more stuff to talk about. Hopefully after I just got the message I got, we might have a new co-host real soon. Oh, tomorrow night, listen to the flagship show, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be on here, and we'll be moving to a new day, which will be on Sundays. Come, not April 1st, because April 1st is a Sunday. But it's also Easter Sunday, so we will not be doing a show on Easter Sunday. So we've got tomorrow night's show, next week's show. We're going to finish that show, but we're going to take a whole week. And when we come back, they'll be on a Sunday. And that show will be on Sunday nights, and we're going to probably start a little bit earlier. But we're going to be going good, and we've got a new co-host for that show. So that's going to be, like, a really great thing. I'm responding. So you guys, when y'all are saying, why am I laughing at again, I told you guys that I'm responding, like, to messages. I'm responding to a person, so, and I'm finding out what they're saying. It's somebody who knows me, so they know that what they say to me will be totally different from what you guys hear, because I can't say everything to everybody. But this has been a great show, you guys. Quickest 30 minutes. I have no clue what's going on in hockey right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't had a chance to follow, but check me out every Thursday on Facebook Live. I'm going to try to do more of these things to get you guys more acclimated. I'm going to next – tomorrow night's show is going to be really great. So this will be the show. Tomorrow night's show is going to be a really great show. If you guys have never listened to our show on Friday nights, you should check in. And So this is one of those things where you guys, oh, also, if you guys are interested in being on the radio, this is your chance. Our station is remote, so you could do this from anywhere. If you want to take over this sports show and make me your co-host so I could go back to when I do best, just talking smack, this is the time to do it. There's not a big skill set for doing this. This is like the best thing. And a lot of times, this is when people say, okay, this is when people say, how do I be on the radio? How do I do this? I'm not sure if I could do it. And it's like, okay, how do we do it? If you know how to talk and you know how to communicate, you can do this. So this is like the fun show. This is where we talk about sports. If you love sports and you want to get into it and you want to have a place where you can talk, we don't use profanity on this show because we are a family-friendly show. But this is the show where you can come on, and you don't have to be on Facebook Live like I am. I've chosen to go Facebook Live because you guys know I'm a big sports fan. I love my Lions. And it's just another way for me to communicate with you guys because you guys need to start seeing my face more. See this face? Y'all can't see me more. I'll have my makeup and everything on. I'm getting, like, this makeup that, like, is supposed to be, like, really ready for being, yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's supposed to be this selfie makeup, so I'm going to be doing a lot of that. So tomorrow night, like, my face will be made up, and I'll be, like, all fancy and stuff. But this is one of those times where if you don't know how to be on the radio, but you thought you want to try it, it's talk radio. We have conversations. We kind of banter back and forth. We talk about a lot of stuff. We have fun. That's what we do. And the great part about this show is that if you love sports and you want to talk about sports, you can come on. So hit me up. You guys DM me. Shoot me a message in my inbox here. Let me know what you want. You know, if you're interested, we can always do a trial run. This show is on every Thursday. This show will be switching time slots. We haven't figured out what day we're going to do it, but we're going to do a different day for this show also. But definitely, if you want to be on the radio, this is the show. I'm doing good, you guys. We've gone longer, but like I said, this is Let's Talk About Sports. And I am the host, Ms. Vita Twilley. Like I said, you guys see me. Yeah, I got my sexy specs on because I have to be able to read these screens. I can't read them. And I'm supposed to wear glasses when I'm on the computer. So one of those things where you get guys get a chance to see me in all my glory. But leave your comments. Give me your feedback. Give me suggestions for the new date. And I will holler at you guys next week, everybody. This is Let's Talk About Sports. With me, Miss V, the toy lady. And like I said, we'll talk to you next week. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Hit me with the wide receiver.